Other Mishnah says, V'yeluhayim bot yechatserim, these are considered bot yechatserim, shnei chatserim, mikrim means to say it's a city that doesn't have a wall around it. But even though it has a wall around it, but if it only has shnei chatserim, two courtyards there, so shnei bat, and each one only has two houses in it, so alfa pishim akrefas chimim yoyis Yeshua benun, even though there was a wall around this from the times of Yeshua benun, harei hein ke bot yechatserim, all there's not like bot yechatserim. And we have before, to be called ori chayma, it has to be at least three chatserim there, and two houses in each chatser. We only have two chatserim, that's not considered ear chayma. Tana Rabbanan. Since the pasuk says, boti ha-chatserim, means a house, in a chatser means there's no wall around it. So in your day, don't I know, shein lam chayma doesn't have a wall around it? If so, not tamlim, what does the pasuk have to say, asher ein lehem chayma, that there's no wall around it? It means like this. Even though sometimes it does have a wall around the city, but certain times it's considered like it doesn't have a wall around it. And that's Pshat the Mishnah. We only have two courtyards there. Now the Kama Batim, Mohammi Batim are there, Shnayim. Chatzeros, the Kama Batim, Shnayim. Batim means two. Chatzeros also means Shnayim, means Shnei Chatzeros. So Shnei Batim. Is the case where you only have two courtyards there, and each courtyard only has two houses, and if not me, that's not called an ear. See, even though there's a chayma around it, that's not called a botay or a chayma. The aim of the word says, no, why not say bayis v'chotzer? It means together, or bayis and a chotzer, maybe we need to say. For Hashem, a bayis v'chotzer means by the chotzer, maybe that's no good. Avlika shnei batim v'chol chotzer heavy kir. Maybe as long as you have two houses in each chotzer, maybe it is enough. So whereas a non came of soul, lichtav rachmona chatzerim. Should have said the word chatzerim. Rashi le lichtav botei. Tano yadana diyen chotzer b'lei bayis. But this says botei chatzerim, mashme, even though you have two chatzerim with two houses, that's still not considered near. Tachi teime I kos rachmona chatzerim, maybe chotzer b'lei bayis. I would have thought to say maybe chotzer midi without a house, mashme. So listen, that you can't make a mistake. Haru karfasikri. That's called like an open park, like an open field. Havad the chotzer means a courtyard to a house. So kitzah chatzerim means two, and botim means two, and still that's no good. So we only have two chatzerim and two houses in each chotzer, that's not considered an ear. So even though it has a wall around it, that would still be considered a botay chatzerim. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be Yisrael? Sheyorish Avi Imay Levi. Let's say a Yisrael that his mother was a Levi, and now his mother's father died, and he yashin now. So when the mother's father died, let's say the mother was the only child that father had, so she yashin her father, and now when the mother died, her son now a Yisrael yashin her. So this field, the Yisrael yashin now, really is a Levi's field. So how do I know to say? Is Eina Goya Kaseidu Azir? He's not have a locha like a regular gula, but rather he has a locha like a levy, that he has a right to redeem it whenever he wants. He is considered a levy's field. Techein, the same thing the Mishnah says, what's going to be the opposite around? That levy sheyorish esavi ima Yisrael. His mother was a Yisrael, and the mother yashed from her father, so now this levy is getting Yisrael's field. Is a girl can say was there. Here's the theory, here's the mashmah. He does not yashin it like a Levi, but only like a Yisrael. Shneema the pasuk says, Ki botei ori halaviyim hi achuzosim. And to say, Achi he Levi, the ori halaviyim. That who has the special kulut they could redeem it back whenever they want, that's only a Levi, and it has to be a Yerusha from his father, the Levi. But here where Yisrael gets it from a Levi, or Levi from Yisrael, nothing doing. So the moment of this kashrut with the steel with the ratio to the zayfa. People read, these are the words of Rebbe. Vachom and vachom sinna vachom oimrim, ein devom halolu oimrim, el nebiyori halavim. The ikur is totally is, who did the field start out with? If it started out by a Levi, and now for some reason the Yerusha goes out to Yisrael, still he has this kula they have right to buy it back whenever they want. It doesn't have to be by a Levi now, it's enough to say as long as the field started out by a Levi, that's enough. It's totally bikur, we're started out by the father. The kids are there like three sheep this year. So we'll soon see in the Gemara what the Machlokes is.
All right, turn over. Continue on the other side.
You would have to give it to the Kohen.
Let's put it like this.
The era was thoughts of what he saw that Yashins from his mother, the lady. So it's not like, it's Mishnah says, it's not to say that as there. The Yama command to the lady. He has the locha, like he go boss the father, that he could, like a lady, he could redeem it back whenever he wants. So the Rashi's mashma, since the fear started out by a lady, even though Yisrael Yashin it now, it's a locha of a lady. The other time, then the Mishnah says no, Achi he lady, the Yorah Haravim, it has to be both. It has to be that right now a lady is in there, and the fear started out to be by a lady. Mashma, the Yisrael Yashin from a lady, it doesn't have the special locha, so it's a stira. So let's say this, Amos says this, Ena goyim, ena kesedir hazir, means to say for kid. The ratio means he is only ena goyim. Ena kesedir hazir means since he's a Yisrael, he still has the regular lochas like Yisrael, he only could redeem it either the first year, the second year, whatever the lochas are, but not always. Achiyay until it should be a levi, the only halaviyim, divrei Rebbe. So Mishnah means to say only like Rebbe's pshat. So means to say that if you only want just your Yisrael, but you ask him from a lady, you still have the lochas of a regular Yisrael, that you only have the right to redeem it the way a regular Yisrael could. Rent a special kula, you can redeem it whenever you want, that's only a lady that yashins from his father, an Ori Levim. That is what it says. This name, Ori Halavim, that you understand, the Chesed Apostolic says, Ki Boti Ori Halavim. So now there's a special kula that this Yerusha from a lady, you can be redeem it back anytime you want. And a lady, you know, who says now the son has to be a lady also? Maybe if the son's a Yisrael, that's Yashin from his mother, the lady also is good. The pasuk says, Vashe Yigal Min Halavim. It says, Min Halavim, Mashma, the good has to be from a lady also. It has to be now a lady that's going to redeem it back. There's a tiny line like this. Vashe Yigal Min Halavim. If you redeem it back from a lady. Rashi says, Vashe Yigal Min Halavim, the Mashma, the Mixat Levim, the Sat, the Shus Aligal, of Rana Kulam. Mashma, not all the Levim have this right, only some of them. Meaning to say, you have to be a lady also. Yeah. The Tanya Rashi in Moshe doesn't have a Tanya being a proof of this. Asha Yigo Min Levim, Yochol Levi Mi Yisrael. Yigo, maybe what if a Levi sold it to Yisrael who could redeem it? Why? Shazer Yofa Koycha Vezahur Koycha. Because if a Levi sold this field to a Yisrael, so Yisrael has bad halachis, like it's hard for him to redeem it. A lady is easy, so a lady can redeem it back whenever he wants. But what's going to be if a lady and a lady, let's say one lady sold his field to another lady. Maybe then this lady can not redeem it back whenever he wants. Says Yafakoch and Mizuyafakoch, both of them have a good power. And this time, the prophet says, no, Min Halavim, from Levim to say, Min Halavim, B'lei Kol Halavim, not all Levim. Prat, what's the context, exclude? Leben Levi Mamze V'nesen, that's all. If the Ben Levi is a Nosn or Mamzer, he can't redeem it back. But otherwise, they could redeem it back. Even a Levi from another Levi, he has the right to redeem it back whenever he wants. Rashi says, Tamlem, Min Levim, Prat, Le Ben Levi, Min Amzeres, Min Ansima, Koshchan Yisrael, Shirashi says, Shiorish, Es Oviv Imoi, Levi, Shirai Yisrael Gomeru. So, in these cases, the Levi has the right to redeem it back whenever he wants. Yeah. Chom and Chom say, Ain Vom Halolo Amru no, Ever Bio Halavim, the Chom say no. This halach was only set upon cities that start out to be by the Halavim. Avol Ad Shiyi Levi Lerminen. But till the son has to be labeled that we don't say no, because even though the son right now is a Yisrael, but as long as he's Yashning from his mother, that his mother was a Levi, that she yashin from her father the Levi, so really this field is called the Ori Levium, that's enough to give a kula now. If this Yisrael sells that field, whenever he wants to, he has a right to redeem it back. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says, Ein oisin sode migrash v'le migrash sode. It's a special law the Torah says about Ori HaLevium, that the first 1,000 amos outside the city is called the migrash. It has to be empty. You can't plant or do anything there. It's just to make the city look nice. Then the 2,000 amos outside the city, that's called the sada. They have a right to plant there, to plant grass or crumbin, that they do in the second one. So The Mishnah says you can't change it around. And Loisin saw that the second thousand into a migrish, then it will be empty. From a migrish, not the first thousand of Sada. From a migrish year, not the first thousand, you can't rebuild houses there. From a year migrish, you can't make a city inside to make it empty, to be empty, that you can't do. Each place has to be, there's always Levium, you build houses in the city. Then the first thousand amas outside has to be migrish, just empty. And the second thousand outside has to get plant on. Omri Abiyaza, the mother of Amu Remedy said, Biyore Halavim, the Halavim, Arabori Yisrael, but Ori Yisrael, that's Yisrael, Oisin saw the migrish. If they wanted, they could make a field into a migrish. Migrish said that they could do, and migrish here, even though it started out to be an empty land, you could build houses there. But for no year migrish, if you had a city there, if you had houses there, you could act like that you would like and make it empty. You're not supposed to be Chor of Eretz Yisrael. You can't take away the houses there. So you have to leave the houses, you can't make the houses empty. Then the Mishnah ends off, HaKahana V'Alaviyyam Marcham Olam.
They have a right to sell their stech, Huzom Yolam, even though it's right before Yovel, and not like the Yisrael we had before, that cannot come at Prokos Mishteh Shem of Neha Yovel. But a Levi or a Kohen can sell their fields whenever they want, and the Gerdim Yolam must have a right to redeem it. Even if they sold in the Boti or Chayma, that a regular Yisrael could only redeem it back the first year, by a Levi or a Kohen they could redeem it back anytime they want. Shneimer the pasuk says, "Gulas olam tila levim." The Eidl and the Kohen also called by Levi, they can be girl whenever they want. The other Gemara says, "Oma Rabbi Elazar, the medra mamun." When was this said? The medra mamunim, biyore halavim. Was only said by the levim, the cities of levim. Avrabori Yisrael, Bavrori Yisrael, Oisim. Then you are allowed to change around and make a soda into migrish, migrish into a soda. The other Gemara says, the Kulu Yam, everybody agrees, Mio, but Levium, by Levium himself, Lev Mishnah Minun, and now to change around the Sodor into a Migrish, and Migrish into a Sodor. So, Minun and Emili, how do we know this from? Somewhere Reb Loza, the other quote of the Pasuk says, Ustay Migrash Orehem Lo Yimacher. Ustay Migrash, the fields of the Migrash, it says, Lo Yimacher, you can't sell it. So, the question is, my Lo Yimacher, what do you mean you can't sell it? Even if you want to sell Lo Yimacher, Klavi can't sell it at all, why not? For immediately, since the pasuk says "Gulas Olam Tidal Levium," they could redeem it back whenever they want. Mechlad the Mezav, the Mashma, they could sell it. So why do we need to say "Lo Yimacher"? Ela Ma Lo Yimacher means Lo Yishani. You can't change around. That's what it means. You can't change around a migrash into a soda. Now Hakahanim Balavium Meichum Yolam Agunim Yolam. Turn around, but read like this. The pasuk says "Gulas Olam Tidal Levium." They could redeem it back anytime they want. Not time when, what does the Pesach say it for? The fish shenem, because on the Pesach it says, the mispar shenei tfuas yimach l'cho. So when I sell you the field, it has to be for at least 2 years. By bought the Yorei Chayma, you have no right to redeem it back less than 2 years. Or else if you stay achuza, then maybe you don't have a right to redeem it back less than 2 years. So just like by Yisrael, on this, is Talmud Rebbe Pasuk says no Gulas Olam Tidal Levium. They can redeem it back anytime they want, even throughout the first 2 years. If you should remember, since the Pasuk says for Ho Yehas Sodeh B'Tseisa B'Yovel, when the field goes out by Yovel, it says Chodesh Lashem, it goes back to Cherem to the Kohanim, and that's by Yisrael. If so, like you said, that's talking about the Magdish Sodeh Achuzah. Your Magdish, your field is the Achuzah, and somebody else redeemed it from Hegdish. So Mishnas HaYevla goes out to the Kohanim. So Yoch, why would it have to say Yav Zeh came by Levium also? Tam Lemino, the Pesach says, Gulas Olam Tidal Levium. You always have the right to be good, to redeem it back. They can not go away from them. They can redeem it back anytime they want. Rashi says, Yoch HaLevium means in Higdish, if they would have been Makdish a field and they didn't redeem it, maybe they lose it by Yevon. Tam Lemino, Gulas Olam, they can redeem it back. Another thing, the Moor says, the fish and them, since the Pesach says, to come habayas asher b'ir, asher loy choyma latzmissus, to be sell a house in an ear that has a choyma around it. So if you don't redeem it back after the first year, you lose it. It stays by the lekech liyolam. Is Yoch Leibowitz ought to say, av zekein, maybe you are then by Oren Levium also, that even though it's a bot year a choyma, maybe after a year, like you can't redeem it back anymore, Talmud, the prophet says, no, gulaf olam tira leviyim. They always have a right to redeem it back. So when it says, mishleim ani tat lechayim, mishleim in the first two is very good. El abot the yore chayno. That the last Rashi is saying that if a levy sells his house and abot the yore chayno, you tell me a chiddush that he could redeem it back even after the first year, the question is, mi islu, do the leviyim, the best cities have a wall around it? For a time, not like this. Orem Halolu means these cities we give to Levium, which eventually are going to become Orem Miklat, is a nice and nice and like firm. You can't make it by the Kfar, means you can't make it into a small town. Or Kfar, you can't make it a small town. Rashi says, why? Because the Orem Miklat, it says you have to be able to live there to get food. If it's a small town, you won't have places, we only have one fine place to live there. So it can't be a small town. For Lake Krochen Gedolim, and it can't be very big cities. Because then a lot of people come together, Rashi says, to do business there, and we're afraid the Goel Adam will be Motso there, and will come to ambush the Ratzach and kill him. And around our Yoras Benin, it has to be a middle-class city, Rashi says, B'lei Chayma. So comes out all the Yoran of Ian to not have a Chayma around it. So what are you telling me, Chiddush here, if a lady sells his house and a bought the Yoran of Chayma, the Yoran of Ian will not have bought the Yoran of Chayma. So this is Omar Fukana, of Kana says, L'kash, there's no Stira. Hatei Kan Shehukov. Maybe here we're talking about that first there was a wall around it, and then they lived there. That's called the Vati Shinatu by the Levium. Khan Shehukov Lib Saif Yoshev, Vati Shinatu. But Khan, what are we allowed to do by the Levium? She Yoshev, first they sat and lived there in the city, and then Lib Saif Hukov, then they could put a wall around it. That maybe they could do. So, most the question, the Chihai Gavna, the Heavy Chim, even if they did like that, is that seated or Bati or Chimom? For a time, it would look like this. When the prophet says, V'isha sheyimcha beis moishav ir chayma. So it means, shehukaf ulibsef yoshev. About the Yorei Chayma means a city that first had a wall around it, and then they lived there. For lo yenat sheyoshev, the first the city lived there, ulibsef hukaf. That's not called about the Yorei Chayma. So even if you tell me about the Levium, after they lived there, the latter put a wall around it, that's not called about the Yorei Chayma. Yoch, I would have thought to say, afilu akifu Yisrael. Maybe if a Jew puts the wall around it, before, like when Klaisar came into Eretz Yisrael, maybe that's also called the Bati Yorei Chayma. It says the Yachar Shekavshu Soros after Klaisar conquered Eretz Yisrael, even before they sat there. But what's going to be before they lived there? But let's say first the Yisrael build the wall around it, then they live there. Maybe that's called the Bati Yorei Chayma. No, Nema Kan Chayma says the word Chayma over here by. Ba'or Levium, v'nehem al-halen, chayma, or it says, ba'bati al-chayma, it says the word chayma, it says over there, by chayma, by Torah Miklat, is ma'al-halen, oiv dikachov, it means by the goyim over there, is afkana dikachov, it means the apostle says, orim mitzuras, you can't carry out your soul, the orim mitzuras, it means the fortified cities that the goyim made, when they're not by Torah Miklat. So kids, the apostle is master, what's called the chayma, a chayma that the goyim build around the city. Yochai would have thought to say, "Afidu Kif and Gehovim leYachem Mikan." Let's say if the Klaisar lived there, then later the Goyim build a wall around the city. Nemal Halma said the word Chaimu leMakan Chaimu. Malam Adi Gehovim Koydu Mechain. It means Bati Yorei. When the pasuk says Orem Betzuris means fortified cities that the Goyim made fortified before the Eden came in there. Is Afkan Adi Gehovim Koydu Mechain? How to be a Bati Yorei Chaimu means that first the Goyim put the wall around it by Moshe Yeshua, and then Klaisar came to live there. So the kids said that they bought by Orem Levium, you never have a Bati Yorei Chayma. So what do you have to have a Mita Pasuk for that still they can redeem it back? So Gemara says, to your Gemara of Yosef, Yosef comes to answer, Parei the Rav Sola Chassidah, the son of Sola Chassidah, came with Rav Papa. Could go in the case, could be like this maybe, Shenothel him. Talking about right now, Rashi said that such a city fell to Levium that had a wall around it. The Goyim, may Yeshua, could be with the Goyim, picked out such a city. Great Shenothel him.